Welcome to CERT's podcast series, Security for Business Leaders. The CERT division is part of the Software Engineering Institute, a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find out more about us at CERT.org. Show notes for today's conversation are available at the podcast website. Hi, everyone. My name is Lisa Young. I'm a senior engineer at CERT working on operational resilience. I'm pleased to welcome Daryl Keeling, Vice President of Information Security and HIPAA Security Officer at Parkview Health. Daryl is a graduate of the Chief Information Security Officer Executive Education Program at the Hines School at Carnegie Mellon. This is the first podcast in a series that will talk about the role of a CISO in an organization and both the formal education programs available to aspiring CISOs and the informal skills and education that a CISO needs to be successful. So, welcome to the podcast series, Daryl. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's jump in and tell our listeners what all a CISO is and how did CISOs first come on the scene in organizations?
CISOs came on the scene early on. They weren't named CISOs or Chief Information Security Officers. They were really network technology professionals and things that were really had an additive job function to look at security, and not in a huge broad scale. There was patch management and things of that nature, really common operational things that were being done to ensure that we had service uptime and things on our systems. It wasn't until till later when more incidents and breaches and data loss started happening that CISOs really started coming to the forefront and really providing and helping chief information security officers and legal professionals with specific information about how to better protect their organization. And a lot of that came on when email started becoming available to the outside world in the sense of a person could get their email from outside their organization, where traditionally the only way they could get email and things was inside. There were websites and things of that nature that need to be protected, as well as e-commerce and things started hitting the scene after we got out of the when bandwidth and things started getting more prevalent and things out there that we could have better response time on browsers and stuff. And as the CISO came forward, really what was happening and what was being asked of the CISO was really about how can we better protect, more specific information about laws that were changing, how to prevent breaches, things of that nature.
Okay, that's good. So then thinking about, you know, the companies that you know and I know, should every company have a CISO or an equivalent position?
Yes, I believe so. I believe every organization, whether small or large, should have someone that is designated as a security professional or a data security type czar that can really help the organization better understand what the risks are as they bring in different new technologies, as they go to the cloud, as they look at taking on data acquisitions and divestitures kind of things. They really need someone outside looking at what the security and risk ramifications are for the actions in which they're taking, and to really help their peers in networking and their leaders in better understanding that risk and the costs for the direction in which they may go. So, yes, I do believe that they do need someone in that row. The larger ones, yes, they should have a designated chief information security officer. But some of the smaller ones could really have someone that's not a chief information security officer, but really designated as a security person, as a go-to person that can step back and look at things in a more holistic manner and help provide business direction and things for their leaders.
So that's a good point you bring up. It seems like the CISO or the dedicated security person that you described would need to have both a strong technical acumen, but they also need to understand what the business drivers are. Has that been your experience?
Yes. I feel that an individual that comes up through the technical track that has a desire to really get closer to the business and kind of a business analyst type function and has that business acumen or desire to learn their business from inside and out, outside of technical, that can speak techno and can gain the respect of their peers in the technical area, but also have that balanced respect from the leaders that are leading the business, and be able to translate technical speak to business speak and the other and in the reverse order just as much. And as we get into more innovative solutions and things, and more people get exposed to the different applications and things that are out there, this becomes even more important to be able to translate the risk that we're seeing into business speak and vice versa, so that the technical people also can understand why the business is asking the questions, and then the business can understand why, or the technical people, or excuse me, while the business, to help them understand the technical aspects.
Okay, good. Yeah, and I like that technology translation of the geek speak to business acumen and business concerns. I think that's really important. So then I said in our introduction that you're a graduate of the Hines School program, the CISO program. When you considered that program, were there other educational options that you looked at, and what made you think about, you know, formal education in your role as a CISO?
Yeah, so I personally came up through the technical track and had some really good opportunities in working with the business, and had started really advocating to become a security professional early on in the days when emails started becoming available for outside and things. And as I was progressing, there really wasn't a whole lot out there to really help a technical person make that transition to the business, in the sense of be able to speak to leaders and translate technical speak to business speak. So, you know, there's books out there to help you gain soft skills and things, kind of help you understand that. They're more across all the different verticals of industries and things, really to help you develop as an individual and as a professional. So you used a lot of those in the years past, and then there became some programs that were really short kind of programs that were week long, that you go and you met with some of your peers in the industry. You might be in a room with a senior leader of security and an analyst, but there really wasn't any that were that purely security senior leaders, up and coming directors and VPs thriving to learn more about the information security, how to better explain things to their executives, how to really help elevate the chief information security role up inside of an industry, and really allow it to have the seat at the table, if you will, regardless if it's the executive table or just having a more of a authoritative opportunity in a room to speak about the risks. So as I was looking, for programs that were more structured around being a little bit longer, having deliverables in them that really resonated to what I was seeing, that was things that the executive leadership and the boards were asking. And so that's where I kind of I fell into looking and researching and found Carnegie Mellon University and their six-month-long program. I had looked at other universities, and they had some up-and-coming programs, but again, they were 1 week long. They really were almost similar to if you'd gone to a conference and met people at a conference and heard speakers at a conference.
Right.
So really I was looking for something that was more in-depth, more around the – in kind of an academic that had a name to it, that I felt that I could really help and be part of, that would be kind of become hopefully the de facto standard, and I would be a person involved in that with a very strong peer group.
So then let's talk about the formal programs and specifically the Hines program. Can you tell our listeners sort of how the program is structured? You mentioned deliverables, you mentioned accountability, you mentioned, you know, networking with senior leaders. But let's talk about the structure and the variety of instructors, and let's go down that path, and then we'll talk about the deliverable piece.
Okay. Yeah, so Carnegie Mellon, the program is structured over a six-month-long period. You go on site two times, one time in the beginning, one time at the end. And based on your the groups that are there, there may be an optional opportunity to come in the middle as well. In this program, you're being matched up with highly skilled professors that have been in the industry. You're aligned with coaches that are acting professionals in the industry and living the day in life of a chief information security officer, a chief risk officer, and really getting the opportunity to mirror up with them and learn and be mentored by that group of individuals, and then be structured in teams, small teams of 4 to 5, to really work together and take all your backgrounds and work on a practicum about which is associated around an incident that has happened, and really kind of structure it based on the curriculum of the program, which is it's a 13-module program that ranges everywhere from security structure and operations all the way through incident response, really evaluating laws, building threat programs, managing compliance, looking and how to look at return on investments and the different things that you need to understand to build a case to sell to senior leadership at the end of the program in front of a board, a mock board, to sell in front of them, to really get their buy-in that you truly understand all the different disciplines within the chief information security role, to be able to sell them, to let them understand why they need to invest in, you know, several millions of dollars or thousands of dollars to mitigate a risk, that you truly are looking at the overall risk and looking at the company's revenue, how an incident maybe a previous incident had disrupted the shareholders and stock, but really taking a holistic view, as you do as an executive, of how things actually function inside of an organization.
Yeah, and I like that structure. So then talk about, will you tell our listeners then, so what I heard was it's a virtual program. It goes together in a cohort for 6 months. The students are then further broken into teams of 4 or 5 where they work on a practical problem. And at the end, they present those results through all the things they've learned over the curriculum to a mock board. I like the idea of the virtual program. I also like the idea of cohorts and teams because you can learn from your partners. Will you talk about your role as a coach? I know once you graduated from the program, you came back and you've been gracious enough to give us your time as a real-world professional. Can you say a little bit about that and what made you want to work with the teams?
Yes. So I've been a coach for 2 or 3 cohorts now. An absolutely great experience working with the level of professionals that the Carnegie Mellon program pulls in, everywhere from the finance industry to the government, the FBI, the Secret Service, to retail, every vertical discipline that's within information security. There's been someone within my teams that I've coached that have brought that background, and being a coach, watching a diverse group of professionals with different backgrounds and similar but yet different verticals in what we do, and watching them really work on a problem and you being able to coach them on the specific things that a security professional, chief information security officer, executive really needs to understand as they're building out a case to sell it to a board of executives that may or may not have the background to really understand the technical or risk in which you're presenting and wanting, you know, funding for. So it's a really great journey watching the professionals that are senior and watching them really learn as they go through the program and really become more knowledgeable in why things are being asked and better ways to present. And not only the students learn from the coaches are learning from the students as well. It's a really give and take. And then you put in the professors in there as well, as from the academic perspective and all the different areas that they get to see every day working with different businesses and things within the university. You bring that together, and it's really a great opportunity in learning, and I just absolutely enjoy it. And I've got to meet people from all over the world that have gone through this program, Dubai, Brazil, several of the states. You know, you don't ever know who's going to be in your class or be in your cohort, and they just getting that international component to it really makes for a great opportunity for a chief information security officer to learn.
That's great. That's a great description, and I'm happy you're part of the program. So then let's step back for a second and say if one of our listeners is looking for a CISO program, formal education, can you talk about some of the topics that should be covered? Like what were some of the, you know, sort of the ones that you were surprised or ones that you that are in the curriculum that maybe people don't think of?
Sure. You know, a lot of times people are looking at security, especially the chief information security officer is up and coming. They're coming from the technical side. And then you have the ones that are coming from the business side. And, you know, really you got to have a balance of information shared within this curriculum to really to bring a senior leader up from the business up to speed to have the opportunity to be a chief information security officer. They've been in the business for many years in a lot of cases because this program really draws senior people that are acting already in these roles or inspiring to get to these roles. So the areas that I find really, really fascinating are, you know, building the insider threat programs or it's very fascinating to listen to the different industries and the behaviors and the differences between the government verticals and the retail and the healthcare verticals, really hearing that conversation and people collaborating on to better understand the material, but also understand the differences and similarities within an incident response threat program to protect an organization. The other ones are around the law, the information security laws. You know, Carnegie Mellon brings forward some really good instructors, outside speakers there to talk about the different security laws and kind of some of the recent breaches and things and some of the different class action lawsuits that have been out there and really kind of picking them apart, talking about them. And what does it mean from a liability perspective to your organization? And this is a really good opportunity for professionals to hear that information, to be able to take that and really be able to understand how they can translate that information to their specific board to get the board to better understand the reasons why we're spending money or doing certain things and to better protect the organization. The other ones is around governance and information frameworks, talking about all the different frameworks that are out there, the NIST, the COBITs, the ISOs, and really talking about them and how they're structured to really bring value to your organization to enable you to be able to measure risk consistently and to be able to create a story behind all the investments that your board has, you know, invested in for technology, security technology, but measure that and then have something to tell a story back to them of how it's protecting their organization and how you're consistently lowering risk. What I've seen in that one, that particular one there around the frameworks and governance and things, is that many professionals out there as chief information security officers are really going after funding. We know what the new technologies are. We know what they do, and that's wonderful. They mitigate risk and things. It's the 6 months or a year later where we've got to be able to tell a story to the board and things of how those things, those continual investments, are helping the organization to be able to tell that story. They gave the money. Now they want to know, they want to better understand the story behind how they are still protecting the organization because those are continual investments. And within the Carnegie Mellon program of the 13 modules, you really start building that understanding of how to explain that to your executives.
Sure. And that makes a lot of sense, too, because, you know, executives, as we educate them, become smarter about what we do, and they start asking the tough questions about why am I spending money to build a certain capability or buy a certain class of tools rather than outsourcing it or rather than, you know, what are the structures that best fit what I'm trying to do strategically. So that's an important topic. Okay, well, then, so is there anything that you would like our listeners to know about the program or your experience in the program, or how can our listeners learn more about the CISO program at the Hines School?
Yeah, so the program is a very top-notch program. It has over 100 alumni now of very highly trained professionals in the industry. They're acting in the security, the governance, compliance type areas for the government, for healthcare, for retail, and every other vertical in between. And it's a really great opportunity in the six-month-long program that it enables you to really build relationships with these individuals and things and really work together collaboratively in class, virtually, and really learn from one another. And these are relationships that extend beyond the six-month program. Speaking for myself, I keep up with many of the cohorts and just to see where they're at and where they're going and look and see how that, you know, the programs help them and how they're moving jobs throughout the industry and elevating themselves by taking the time and the investment to really build the understanding of how to be a successful chief information security officer. And you know, with the different social media platforms out there, you can really see how people are moving around and elevating themselves to leverage what the program has offered them and from learning. And then I have several people that, you know, in the cohorts that I've coached that come back to me and ask me for information, you know, ask me, you know, hey, have you ever seen this? You know, I reach out to other ones as well. So it's really building relationships, and it's really become a really kind of a family, if you will, of security professionals that trust one another because they've gone through a six-month program, which builds that rapport. And, you know, it's really helpful to have that. It's nothing better than having a sounding board outside your organization in order to really bounce ideas off of. Not top secret information, not proprietary type information, just a lot of hypothetical thought process things that you really need to bounce things off of. You know, have you seen this in this way? Are you all using, you know, the different new cloud platforms? And it really gives you that extended opportunity out there when you're within this program to build those relationships.
Sure, because, you know, as you think about a CISO, I mean, really protecting information and crown jewels of an organization is not for the faint of heart. And, you know, anything we can do to professionalize how that gets done and to share some of the stories so that we can all be successful, I think raises the bar for all of us as professionals. So thank you, Daryl. I really appreciate it. Thank you for being here. And for our listeners, there will be some links and in the show notes that you can find out more about the program and more about the attributes that Daryl has talked about. Daryl, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.